Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello again, it's Jess on Fat Mascara. So Jen's still not here, but she is gallivanting with her new husband all over the Northeast right now. And I am here alone in the studio, but not for long. I have to tell you, I am absolutely tickled pink. I am joined by the one, the only, the elegant Elizabeth Hurley, and she's also just really fun and cool and down to earth too. So please join me for this mini episode and then stay tuned at the end for my Raise a Wand. Thanks so much for joining. Jen will be back soon. I am here with Elizabeth Hurley, the global ambassador of the Estee Lauder Company's breast cancer campaign. That's a mouthful. But in addition to being the global ambassador, she's an actor, a model, a swimwear designer, a farmer, we're going to get to that, and a mother. And since signing on as Estee Lauder spokesmodel in 1995, she has embodied the late Evelyn H. Lauder's passion for speaking openly about breast health and raising funds globally to find a cure. Elizabeth, you do it all. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be with you.
I'm so happy you're here. So how did you become a BCA ambassador? And like, why did this organization pull you towards it?
Well, when I was hired by Estee Lauder back in 95 to be their model, it's very different in the world of beauty then. I was the only model they had, and I shot every single campaign. Nowadays, you know, people have tons of girls working for them doing lots of different products. Right then, it was just me doing everything. And right at the beginning, when we were shooting some of our very early campaigns, Evelyn Lauder, who was Estee Lauder's daughter-in-law, came to me and said, you know, we've just started a new campaign. It's called the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign. And I've also started a foundation, which is separate from Estee Lauder, to raise money, funds, and awareness for breast cancer. And she asked me if I'd help her right back then. And I said, yeah, of course I will. And she told me a bit more about it. And she said, you know, I wanted to do this because women all over the world are dying of breast cancer and no one's talking about it. And it, you know, it seemed really very relevant to me at the time because I'd recently lost my grandmother to breast cancer. And
Did Evelyn know that?
Evelyn did not know it at that stage. And I said to her straight away, my grandmother just died of breast cancer. And we didn't talk about it. and we didn't know anything about breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I said, I still don't really know anything about it.
You mean, you said you didn't talk about it. You mean your family? Or?
Hardly at all. Yeah. It was like, it was mm-hmm. almost a taboo subject. My grandmother was uncomfortable talking about it. She'd found her own lump and hadn't told anyone for a few years because she was scared and embarrassed and didn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Everything my grandmother did is exactly what Evelyn Lauder wanted to change, and she has.
By bringing that awareness?
By bringing that awareness, by co-inventing the pink ribbon, by encouraging people to talk about breast cancer, to raise, you know, a phenomenal amount of money for research into breast cancer. You know, over those years, it's just such a different world that we live in today. Yeah. Because, you know, I remember when I was a teenager and growing up, there wasn't a pink ribbon, and I didn't know anything about breast cancer. No one had ever mentioned it to me. And it's not the case now. Every girl in America is told about breast cancer.
It's interesting, you know, the fact that you're saying, you know, you didn't even know really what it was and it wasn't spoken about. Do you think, and this may sound like a really silly question, but because it has the word breast in it, or because it's so close to, you know, women's health, which honestly, you know, we're still wrapping our heads around that. So do you think that it was about that cancer specifically, or do you think it was just about, we don't talk about when someone has cancer? They called it the C word.
Well, I think back when I was growing up, we definitely didn't really talk about cancer mm-hmm. out loud at all.
Yeah.
People sort of muttered cancer. And I think, yeah, very possibly breast cancer was the most frightening one of all for people.
Sure.
So, which meant we knew so much less about it because it wasn't discussed.
So Evelyn Lauder, you know, we've had, you know, Aaron on the show, John Dempsey. We've had a lot of Lauderites on the show. But, you know, I was never lucky enough to meet Evelyn. Can you tell us a little bit about what she was like?
Evelyn was fabulous. She really was a wonderful woman. When I was flown to New York to audition for my job at Estee Lauder at the end of 1994, we did some photographs with Albert Watson. And then I met Leonard, Evelyn and Aaron for tea at the St. Regis.
And seems quite intimidating.
It was interesting. I was in a panic, of course. And Evelyn was just so enchanting. She took out of her bag this little sample pot of a fragrance, which didn't have a label or anything. She said, this is the fragrance we're working on right now, because she was always one of the noses. Mm-hmm. She was very good at fragrance. And she gave me this tiny little sample pot, which I've still got today, and it was Pleasures, which was the first fragrance that I shot and launched.
You were rolling around with the puppies in like
in
a
pink
sweater. Yeah, in a pink sweater.
My mother's favorite ad ever. Yeah.
And what was your favorite ad that you did with Estee Lauder?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. Because as I said, we used to do all of it, every makeup, every mm-hmm. skin line and every fragrance. Well, it was always sweet shooting our fragrance beautiful, because it was always a wedding dress mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. page boys and bridesmaids. Pleasures was sweet. There was an awful lot of pink and a lot of puppies. But we did some fabulous skin creams and we just did beautiful stuff.
I remember the one of you in the rain.
Oh, in the rain. That's a black
like
and white one.
Yeah, I like the black and white ones.
That
I was
Albert
obsessed
Watson
with beauty.
That's the
and
only
I had
ones.
You know, I don't mean to sound creepy, but a lot of, you know, the tears, you know, on my
really?
Walls. Yeah, and
oh,
so
sweet.
I grew up looking at you, you
oh,
know?
Oh, sweet. Well, that's very sweet of you.
So, okay, so then you became a model at 29 and, you know, that's, you know, you were like established, you were doing things, you were acting, I'm sure, right? And then you became the model. What was that transition like? Was it natural for you or was it like, oh, this is kind of a laugh?
Well, it was interesting because, you know, I'd been acting since I was in my early 20s. And I'd never done a day's modeling in my life. Mm-hmm. When I suddenly got a call saying, Estee Lauder would like to fly you to New York to test you. And I was like, what? I really had hardly ever been photographed before. So it was a big shock to the system. And I didn't really know what I was doing because I just hadn't done it. You know, I'd mm-hmm. had a few photo shoots for a few sort of, you know, not very grand movies and television things, but nothing like this with the best photographers in the world and the best hair and makeup and me not really knowing what I was doing or how to stand or how to do anything. So I had to learn on my feet. Mm-hmm. So it was a little strange. And, you know, to date, the only modeling job I've ever really done is Estee Lauder. And, you know, I've had a few little campaigns, actually quite nice campaigns for other people, but I was never really a model. I've never done runway and I've never gone to a casting or anything.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you, okay, now fast forward a little bit, you really don't look much different than you looked when you were on my wall. I'm just saying, I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, you look fantastic. What are some of your secrets?
Well, to be honest, I think being in my 24th year now of working for Estee Lauder means that I have had great product mm-hmm. and I've had a lot of it. free. And it's been sent to me.
That helps.
So I do have...
That's A&R.
Well, I've had an awesome... Well, funnily enough, Advanced Night Repair was one of the very first products I was ever given when I first joined the company. And they have this wonderful French scientist, I guess he'd be, who came up with this serum. And he gave me a bottle of that. And he said, this is the best serum you'll ever, ever find. Use it twice a day.
Twice a day, even though it says night.
Yeah, that's just one of the things. It does say night repair, but you do use it twice a day.
It's safe to use when you wake up.
it's essential. So I think having had, you know, great product and used a lot of it from an early age definitely helped, for sure.
I think it's very funny, you know, when I got your bio and I just wanted to make sure I was ticking all the boxes and I was just stopped in my tracks with farmer.
Yes.
What are you farming? What are you sowing? Are you planting?
Well, when I had my son, who's just turned 17, at the time I lived in London, even though I spent most of my time in LA and New York, I really wanted to give him a gentle upbringing. Yeah. I didn't want him to have a city upbringing, and I didn't want him to be living out of a suitcase like I had for years and years and years. And I loved it, by the way, but it was time to change. So I bought a farm in the country, in Gloucestershire, and... It was a small farm, 400 acres, and I turned it organic and we farmed it. And my then husband, Arun, and I moved full time to the country to raise Damien, my son. And we had cows, we had pigs, we had sheep, and we had a little bit of arable. And we were pretty hands on because I took some time off acting at that time. So I was still working for Estee Lauder and I was still doing small jobs, but I didn't want to be in Nova Scotia for 6 months.
Sure.
Because it was just too difficult.
When you say you were like active, what I can't picture you on, you know, I kind of, you're like an English girl.
No,
you know,
I'm very active.
So like what's something you would do that we as like the public would not know? Were you like milking your cow?
We didn't have dairy, but I birthed lambs. I remember one particular time.
That must have been kind of spectacular.
Well, it was a bit frightening, actually, because I'd watched the shepherds do it before. But I was walking through a field one day, actually showing off. I had a friend with me, and I was saying, yes, this is my land, and these are my sheep. And he went, Elizabeth, that one doesn't look very happy, because it was lambing time. And there was one poor
lambing
sheep
time.
lying on the grass, obviously not going well, her birth. And to my horror, I realized I had to birth that sheep. So it had a lamb. You have to do a little more than that. It wasn't out at all. So we didn't, and you know, the shepherds sometimes they have elbow length gloves. We had nothing.
That was my next question.
I didn't have anything. Glove. So all I could do was roll up my sleeve and I got the lamb out. And then I'd watched on a television program how they used a little bit of straw to tickle its nose to make it breathe. And you clean the mucus and it breathed and we put it by its mummy and its mummy licked it and it lived. It was very sweet.
Oh
but
my
otherwise,
God.
Otherwise the sheep and the lamb would definitely have died. So I was pretty hands on. And there was a time also where we got liver fluke in our cattle, which was really awful because it meant they all calved too early and it was actually a horrible time. And at some stage we used to, so if the calves were really struggling, we'd bring them into our laundry room and we'd wrap them in the equivalent really of silver foil and use our hairdryer to warm them up. And we used to do that with a lot of the lambs too. If sometimes we'd have a really late spell and they'd lamb when it was snowing, the lambs couldn't really survive. So we'd have them all inside. So at some stage
lambs went into your...
We had a lot at some stage.
It's like your beautiful like country house.
Yeah, in the laundry room, packed
that's
full
hilarious.
Of lambs.
That's
yeah.
hilarious. Okay, going back, I'm kind of hopping all over the place, but I remember reading an article about you when... when your star first rose in the U.S. and there was a little inset picture. It was kind of like, you know, who is Elizabeth Hurley? And there was this great little photo and you had very like punk makeup. Was that your style?
I wasn't as a teenager.
Yeah, as a teenager. No, not like, you know, not face of Estee Lauder with like a mohawk. But no, it was kind of like they were like digging deep into little bits of your past. And I was like, I love this woman. She's so awesome.
Yeah, that was teenage style. You know, I grew up in the suburbs and that's what we did then. We had spiky hair and dyed hair and, you know, earrings everywhere. And we thought we were really cool. Early 80s.
And then you also have a swim line.
Yes.
And I have to say... I have like a belly full of paella right now. So the idea of like me even getting into one of these things is like, it's gorgeous swimwear. There are some nice one pieces and caftani things. But how do you, like you take photos of yourself in these, you know, amazing bikinis. Like how do you stay in shape?
Well.
Besides running after lambs and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of that. Well, first of all, I have to say, obviously, you know, I'm over 50 and every photograph you see of me is taken in the most flattering light we can find.
So, ah, it's the light.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's the light.
Huge amount of the light.
She admitted it. She's like, nothing
of
like that.
Of course it's the light. You know, I like a little backlight. I like a little soft light. None of my photographs are taken at midday standing with the sun full on, I can assure you. So, you know, and a lot of people always say, how can I take a more flattering photograph? And we always say, it's the light. You've got to look at the light and you've got to really look at the lens. You've got to really look properly mm-hmm. when you're watching and maybe bounce some light back up, but be backlit, obviously, unless you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
So they're, thank you for being nice about them. I mean, I enjoy taking the pictures and, you know, it is part of my business. But no, we're sensitive and take careful pictures.
Why did you decide to start the swimmer line?
Well, I mean, why indeed? It's such an odd part of fashion. It was because I just had my son and I just made the decision that I wasn't going to keep filming and I wanted to wait until he was about eight mm-hmm. until I started going away again a lot. And that's exactly what I did in the end. But I wanted something else to do. So as well as working for Estee Lauder and a few other smaller commitments, I thought I'd really love to start a business and have it as my own, something which I can do on my own time, only do short trips. And once I put him to bed at night, I can hit it and go for it.
Yeah.
So that's really why I started it. And I remember I was on a boat with a friend talking about what sort of business I wanted to do. We were complaining about packing for our vacation. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that then, because we couldn't find anything we liked. We couldn't find any bikinis we liked. So that's why I rather randomly chose bikinis.
And do you like have any kind of beach style? Like what's your ultimate kind of like summery beachy look? As we're, I mean, it's so
beach
thick and hot.
Coming
right
up. I know. Well, obviously I have thousands of pieces of beachwear at my disposal at any time. However, I do tend to take the same pieces all the time. So sometimes I have to analyze when I'm doing a new collection, what is it about those particular pieces, which means I personally take them mm-hmm. back again and again and again. So I think for every girl, you have to find the bikini that really, really suits you because, you know, they're all very different.
Or one piece.
Oh, I love one pieces. I wear
one-shouldered one that you have that I love.
I've got a great one-shoulder one with the craftiest cutout you've ever seen because it doesn't show any of your stomach. But it looks like it's cutting out a lot and it only really shows the side of your rib cage.
It makes me feel like I'm sexy and with most it, even though like I'm just,
too.
I just want to put a miracle suit on and like
me
a caftan.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a dynamite suit for looking like a sexy cutout without actually showing anything. Yeah. So to me, I always color tone when I go on vacation because I have got so much to choose. And the thing is, I normally always want to take white. Mm-hmm. I like to take white. So I sort of build everything up around that. And then, you know, you've always got your favorite cheesecloth shirt that's got really soft that mm-hmm, you know you want to snuggle mm-hmm. into. You've got the bikini that just really suits you. You know, I like string bikinis, but some people like, you know, underwire or they like some help there or they're some padding. Some people suit wider bottoms. You know, some people like the 50s bottoms coming up to the waist.
Yeah.
I look terrible in those. You've just got to find a suit that really, really suits your body. And you have to find a brand like mine, I think, that sells different sizes because we sell different sizes. And on our internet, almost nobody buys medium.
Yeah.
They're going to buy medium large or they're going to buy small large, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to choose it and you've got to try them on.
And makeup at the beach, yes or no?
I always put a little makeup on.
Like what?
Well, I put on my sunblock religiously, which I've been really good about doing. Then I'll normally put on some waterproof mascara. Mm-hmm. I might smudge a little bit of something under my eyes and lip gloss. And then I will probably put on a little bit of a cream blush. I've got a Bobbi Brown cream blush, which I love, which, you know, I'm not going to put powder on outside, but I like a little.
A little something.
Yeah.
And then what's like a great beauty tip that you learned, like being on set or, you know, doing so much work with Estee Lauder? Is there something that you always do?
Yes, I put eye creams and moisturizers on over my makeup throughout the day.
Mm.
So I'm always putting it on. And certainly as I've got older and your skin gets drier and there's more air conditioning, more heat, more everything. So I find if you put your makeup on in the morning and then you can just have a little pot of eye cream and you just dab it on.
Yeah.
Not rub it in hugely, obviously, and rub your makeup off. But I think just adding little bits, adding some moisture
just
all day long.
Just keep adding moisture. I know, I look like crusty by like 3 p.m.
You just add it on. Then if you want to put a little more foundation over the top, I guess you can, which I don't normally bother. But yeah, I think it's just you just have to keep adding. You have to drink water. You've got to put on hand cream and you've got to dab on cream.
Do you have any like nutrition advice? I mean, you look good.
Well,
or exercise, or is there something that
you do? Well, I'm a firm believer in eating well 3 times a day and not eating anything in between meals.
Oh,
No snacking.
I know,
for your digestion.
I didn't know if I should bring you little snacks, so I'm glad that you wouldn't have eaten them anyway.
No, because Erin and I just ate a very hearty lunch after this fantastic meeting we just had. We just did a presentation to a lot of the Estee Lauder employees, where we had Dr. Larry Norton, who's head of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We had one of our research scientists. We had the head of the BCRF, the foundation, and me. And we just had a little talk. And listening to the scientists talk, it's just fascinating. I mean, you couldn't hear a pin drop. It was amazing.
Well, we're going to talk more about everything you learned in October. I know you're coming back.
I'm coming back. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You're one of our few guests that we get twice a year. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Flattered.
Okay, what do people get wrong about you? It's so weird because you must meet people that – it's funny. I saw you and I was like, oh, like I know you. I know that as a celebrity, it must be so odd that people think they know who you are.
Well, I think when you were surprised by saying, I can't believe you actually do anything on your farm, I think that's probably that's probably the biggest misconception. It makes my family laugh a lot because I'm very – they laugh because I'll walk down to breakfast holding my hedge trimmer, which I'm about to go outside and cut a hedge. I'm very, very, very hands-on and practical. I do a lot, an awful lot. And you know what? If it's busy in the office, I'll go and help ship the bikinis too if I'm not doing anything else. I mean, I like stuff like that. I like
being
busy.
So you like to work. You like to get
I love to work.
Things.
I like manual labor. I love being outside in my garden. It's my favorite thing.
Did you grow up, doing things like that? Like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in a mixture of the country and the suburbs, and I didn't move to the city until I was 18 and went to college. Yes, I got the gardening bug quite early. Not when I was living at home, actually, when you were told to go outside and do some weeding.
Yeah, it's not
fun.
You
were like, no thanks.
Yeah.
But the minute I moved to London, I had a tiny roof terrace the size of this table. And I started planting there and I just fell in love with it. I love it. So, yeah, quite practical. And I've always been able to do handy stuff in the house.
And then what I can't let you leave here, I know you've got to jump on a plane, but I have to know, what products do you use daily?
Products daily.
Let's do hair, let's do face, and let's do fragrance.
Okay, well, face is easier because I don't really use much hair product. Face, I will use a cleansing wipe. I use a MAC cleansing wipe first thing in the morning, and then I'll use Advanced Night Repair.
Okay.
And I will use quite a lot of moisturizer, and I'll dab on some eye cream. And then I mean, I do pretty much a full makeup every day, but I can do it pretty fast. Like, it takes me 4 minutes. But in that 4 minutes, I will have put on, I use a MAC stick foundation, which I'll put on. I'll use a Bobbi Brown cream blush. I'll do mascara. I'll do an eye pencil and I'll put some lip gloss on quite
what
fast.
What eye pencil is that? You always have a nice kind of smoky eye. Yes. It's like a soft smoky. I try to do this and it never works.
I like soft smoky. I like smoky eyes and pale lips. Well, I use Estee Lauder black pencil, which I'll put on and then I'll smudge it on. There's a Bobbi Brown
brush.
Yeah, the smudge brush.
Okay.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
I love it. So I'll smudge all that on. And then in the daytime, I might just put a little bit of brown shadow on just to make the eyes pop a
on
little
top
bit.
Of. Like, so in the morning, you're not necessarily doing the shadow. You're just doing the...
I'll just smudge on the eye pencil and mascara. Okay. And then I've got Tom Ford's brow pencil, which is fantastic.
That kind of like, it's like angled?
Yes, angled.
Yeah.
And it's got a brush the other side of it, which is great.
Mascara, top and bottom lashes, or just top? These are really
both.
Deep thoughts here on fat mascara.
of course. Yeah, both. I use one called Sumptuous by Estee Lauder, which is a big gold, thick, fat one.
Okay.
And I like it. There's a million mascaras, but I like the ones with fibers in it, which make them long.
Oh, and then, okay, so the hair, you don't do much, but you must do something, right?
If it's a day where I'm around the house, I put it in a ponytail.
Okay.
Every day.
And fragrance?
Well, to be honest, my favorite fragrance of all is still Pleasures, which is the one I launched that Evelyn gave me the little sample of.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got one in my bag just a second, which is it's Cashmere Mist, which is a very pretty little one, which someone literally just gave it to me. So that's in my bag.
That's a classic.
Oh, it's really
pretty. Stick to the classics. I like it.
Yeah, I do.
And I have to ask you, what was your favorite role you've ever played? Or one that you just you hold dear.
Well, my favorite movie I think I've ever in has to be Austin Powers.
Yes! I didn't know if I was allowed to bring it up.
Yes, of course you are. It's so joyful. It's just a happy, happy, joyful movie.
It's amazing.
And it's a classic. You can still watch it now.
I have the collector's DVD.
Oh,
it's one
sweet.
Of my top five favorite movies. I like comedies, Zoolander, Overboard, Austin Powers. That's the Trinity.
Well, Mike Myers is one of the funniest men on earth.
He's hilarious.
He's brilliant.
Have you
brilliant.
Spoken to him?
I bumped into him a year or two ago, but no.
So funny.
But he's brilliant. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's great. And you're going to be in a movie soon, or you're going to be...
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show.
It's one of the Marvel TV shows. I'm flying to LA today to start it.
Okay, well, we better wrap this up. We got to get you to LA.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. We'll see you in October.
You bet. Thanks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's time to raise a wand. So this week, I'm raising a wand. I'm raising a wand, say that three times quickly, to a brand that I love, Bastide. You guys may remember we had Frederick Rakai and his gorgeous wife, the co-founder Shireen Von Wolfen. I love saying that. It sounds so like fairy tale. Shireen Von Wolfen. Probably not saying it totally correctly. I love you, Shireen. But they have this gorgeous brand of products all inspired and really crafted in Provence. And it's summer. I'm kind of letting the air into my apartment, letting the light in. I don't have a vacation to Provence in the docket. Fakai, Von Wolfen, if you want to invite me, that's fine. But the products really kind of up the ante in terms of like, you know, just making your home feel beautiful and making like your whole life feel a lot more chic than it really is. So I am craving their hand and body lotion. I like it in amber. It has this beautiful, warm kind of skin smell. If you put it on, it doesn't really compete with your fragrance too much. And also anyone else, I am, you know, definitely at a time in my life where I understand why my mother always had hand cream in her bag by her, you know, the end table, by her bedside table. I thought, how could someone need hand cream that much? Why are your hands so dry? I understand. So I love this. It's hand and body lotion, has a pump. You don't have to dig your paw into it. It's all good. So thank you so much, Bastide, for giving my life a little glamour and keeping my hands super baby soft.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
Five.
Five, please.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.